Good evening, my friends. Good evening and welcome. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Glad you're here. It is, let's see, Wednesday, February 14th, 2007, about 1 minute past 11 p.m. here in the Central Time Zone again. Happy Valentine's Day, or what's left of it, if you celebrate that sort of thing. And I just think that if you care about somebody, you shouldn't need a day as an excuse. But that's just me. And then again, I'm not funding the retail industry. Well, I mean, I am, but not to the extent that they would probably like me to. Yes, it is cheesy, isn't it? But anyway, yes, it's Wednesday, and very, very bizarre series of incidents last night. Some driving home, and it was snowing all day yesterday. I believe I mentioned that. They didn't really expect any accumulation. There really wasn't much to accumulate. But when I got outside yesterday after the program and, you know, got done taking care of all the things around here that are required, then I realized that there was quite a bit of snow. It was all blowing around. We had a lot of wind, and it was very powdery snow. The ground, not wet. Now, it's been snowing pretty much, I don't know, the last, like, 30 hours. It's not accumulating, and the ground is not wet. So it's just very cold anyway. So it was like a little tornado of snow yesterday evening. But again, you know, it's not slippery. It's not wet, not in any capacity. So it's supposed to snow tonight, tomorrow, Thursday night, Friday night, and Saturday. But according to the Weather Channel and the quote-unquote experts, no accumulation. Seems like a lot of snow for not a lot of accumulation. So it's just very, very strange snow. And then other places, of course, getting smacked pretty good as well. But I think the high today was about 20, low somewhere around 10. So needless to say, it's been a very, very bizarre winter. And we had sort of talked about that on the program, that this winter, this whole season sort of had mirrored almost exactly the 76, 77, or 77, 78 winter, which saw, of course, the blizzard of 77, which was just incredibly dramatic and certainly affected parts of western New York substantially. And I only remember that because I happened to be there at the time, and it was just out of control. And the winter sort of got off to a late start at that time, and it was very, very similar to what's happening this year. So, you know, our forecasting, I guess, contrary to mainstream sources, is diverged a little bit, but I think that so far it's been spot on, which is unfortunate. It's not something I like, which just goes to show you that, you know, if you can read between the lines, folks, and you do your own research on the news, you can kind of get a feel for sort of what's going down. And that's why we do the news segments, and that's why we have guests on the program to clue you into maybe some things you hadn't considered, maybe some things you've never heard before. And that's kind of what we're going to do this evening. Our guest will be joining us after the break. His name's Ronnie McMullen. He is a talk show host, and his book, which I just received this week, fantastic, Sold Out Warning, Has Our Government Sold Its Soul for Technology? And I think you're going to find this fascinating. It might fill in some gaps for you as far as your own personal research. Maybe it'll send you down some new lines to research, but I'm looking forward to having him on the program. I'd like to welcome all of you listening on shortwave at frequency 3.215. Welcome to all of you listening online at republicbroadcasting.org, as well as franklyspeakingradio.com. And please be aware of our phone number. You're welcome to call anytime. Probably won't take any calls the first hour our guest is with us. Just kind of get him to delve into the material a little bit before we start asking questions, right? Because otherwise, what's the point of even having guests, right? Our phone number, 800-313-9443, toll-free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. Please stay with us. We're back with more Frankly Speaking Radio in 3 minutes.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Welcome back. Glad you're here, my friends. It's Wednesday evening. You're listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. And our special guest this evening is a talk show host in his own right. And it's always fun for me to be able to chat with other talk show hosts because, quite simply, they have a lot to talk about. They talk to a lot of people. They're interesting folks. I'm patting myself on the back verbally here. And, of course, our guest this evening has written a book, which I think, as I said earlier, will really fill some gaps in for you, perhaps, in your research. If not, maybe it'll send you down a new avenue. It's called Sold Out Warning. Has Our Government Sold Its Soul for Technology? Please welcome to the program author Ronnie McMullen. Ronnie, thank you for time today, sir.
Frank, how you doing?
Doing well. Doing well. Excited to be talking to you.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
It is. It's certainly fun. Well, let's talk about this. I mean, obviously, when you just look at the title, you know, Has Our Government Sold Its Soul for Technology, you could really take that down any road that you would choose to explore. But obviously what we're talking about here is a deeper issue, a spiritual issue of sorts, and it's vital to understand, I would say.
It is very vital. And I wrote this book because I believe we have been sold out. We were sold out. And I don't think a lot of people know that we are sold out.
Yeah.
So it's a very scary issue. And I think what's even more scary is when you really start doing the research and you start digging, it looks like not only our some of our political leaders, but some of our religious leaders are selling us out.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what gets really scary. So.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, without a doubt. And yeah, I mean, this stuff is out there for those who have eyes to see. It's just a matter of maybe pointing it out to them sometimes. For example, you know, you and I could both look at a cloud and see something different, but when you say it's a tree, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I see the tree.
Right.
So, you know, that's the beauty of what you do. That's the beauty, hopefully, of what I am able to do, is maybe bring some new things to light here, and we're going to do that this evening in regards to this book. But we should probably discuss maybe what led you down this area of research, because I know you're involved in a great many different areas as you I guess have spent your life doing things, pursuing bits of information that have interested you.
Yes.
And it obviously culminated in the conclusions and incredible insights in this book.
I never thought that I would write a book, and I'm sure there's many authors that have said that same exact line. But I really thought I would never write a book. But when I had a lot of guests on my radio show, and, you know, I was pretty oblivious 4.5 years ago. I was totally oblivious to really what was going on. And I'm a truth seeker. I want to know the truth. I mean, even if I don't like it, tell me the truth and I'll deal with it.
Wonderful.
And this is one of those things that I was interviewing a man up in Oregon, and he wrote a book on the New World Order. And he started talking about this, that, and the other. And next thing you know, he said, "Do you know a man named Philip Schneider?" And I said, "No." And he says, "You need to understand Philip's life." And so I thought, okay. And anytime somebody tells me something, I kind of put it in the front of my brain,
mm-hmm.
and I wait for a confirmation. Well, 2 weeks later, I was in Flagstaff, Arizona, and I was talking to this man. And next thing you know, he says, "Do you know who Philip Schneider is?" And with that, I said, "No, but I think I need to know." And when I started to research Philip Schneider's, which, you know, he was a government engineer,
mm-hmm.
and he was a part of the Dulce Wars of 1979. And this kind of unlocked a whole new thing. When you research the New World Order and what it's doing and all of its tentacles inside of the United States and worldwide, you cross paths with the alien agenda. It is
yes.
just the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
And the technology that what I believe the fallen ones have is going to really implement what the New World Order wants to bring about
mm-hmm.
in this new age. And I'll tell you, it's some very scary stuff. And to me, I find it kind of nerve-wracking. And I believe my belief system's intact, and I still find it nerve-wracking. I can't imagine for somebody that doesn't have a belief system intact, doesn't know what's going on, I would think it would be very scary for them.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. I mean, if you don't have some sort of, I think, spiritual armor, some sort of spiritual foundation upon which to build something that can withstand an assault, an attack, and even, you know, your own inherent human doubts that we all have, you're screwed, honestly, from the beginning.
Yes, you are.
The plain and simple fact of it.
You're
and,
toast.
Yeah, you are. You're absolutely worthless to yourself and to anybody else because, you know, it's a common thing, and we've seen it time and time again. When people don't understand something and it starts to have that little twinge in the back of your mind that, ooh, you know, this is troublesome to me.
Yeah.
Most people stick their fingers in their ears, la, 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 la,
yes.
and then they just, you know, they hide from it. And one of the examples that I like to bring up, if you look at the temptation of Jesus,
yeah.
When Lucifer brought him up and promised him the world, he didn't do that. He didn't stick his fingers in his ears and just la, 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 and ignore him until he ran away. He just stared him down and said, "Get out of here. Beat it." He wasn't
right.
afraid. And that's the moral, I think, that we have to take when we go into these types of subjects. There's no reason to fear any of this stuff, and there's no reason to avoid it. Look it in the face and tell it you're not scared, and then, you know, go from there.
Well, it seems like we have two kinds of public that are really kind of ruling. And the first one is we have a public that says, you know, if it's anything to do with faith or spiritual, I don't want to talk about it. That's not, you know, that I don't want to hear about it. That's not. And then we have another people that is really involved in the organized religion, and, you know, hey, we're going to be raptured and all these bad people are going to stay here. And so both sides kind of missed the boat a little bit, because if you're going to study, if you're going to really understand the fallen ones, the aliens, UFOs, you really need to get into the scriptures to get the full body. And if, you know, if you're in organized religion, of course, you know, the pastors are not saying anything about what's really getting ready to come down. All they're doing is trying to get everybody's bucks. So it gets really scary. And the truth in the UFO world is very, very hard to find. There's so much disinformation. It's crazy.
Yes, absolutely, brother. And luckily, we've got good people like yourself to get in here and sort this out. Now, you mentioned in the book that you had pursued sort of, I guess, UFOlogy or the study of these angles. I don't know, whatever it was that piqued your interest, but that's kind of what I'm curious about. Did you ever have a personal experience, anything like that, or did it just come about in the course of interviewing people and talking about things?
Well, that's a great question. It started with interviewing people and learning the New World Order and moving into the alien agenda and crossing paths and that whole thing. Mm-hmm. But in the midst of writing the book, and I was working with an abductee that just a wonderful lady, and you know, she'd asked me, she said, have you ever had any kind of encounter? And I've seen a few, you know, what I would think ships, lights that move in very bizarre directions, but nothing really. You know, some of the people that have, you know, had encounters or been taken or what, you know, they're phenomenal stories, and I have had none of that. So I thought, you know, it's kind of crazy for me to be writing this book with no major, you know, encounter. And then I realized, and I got, you know, I think God brought it back to my attention. Back in the early 90s, I want to say it was about 1992, I was in my house in California, and we'd gone to bed. My wife and I and the kids were already in bed. I had two girls at the time. And they slept in the bedroom right next to us. And our door must have not, you know, maybe the door hangers didn't do it right, but there was about a 2.5-3 inch, you know, space between the bottom of the door and the carpet. Mm-hmm. And went to sleep at night, and in the middle of the night somewhere, you know, I don't know, remember exactly what time it was, this bright light was showing on the other side of that door. And it wasn't like the hall light was on. Mm-hmm. It was like a light that I've never, ever imagined or seen before. It was very bright. It lit our whole room just from the light coming down underneath that door. And I remember, you know, I'm not a person that gets scared real easy, so I went to get up, and when I did, this incredible fear hit me. And I mean, literally like the movies you see where you pull the covers up to your nose.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I was. And I remember I just had to pray, and I started praying, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, protect my girls. And I literally, and I almost hate to admit this, I was too scared to get up and go check on my girls. Mm-hmm. There was a fear like beyond. So I believe that was some kind of encounter, because as soon as I said, in the name of Jesus, it was gone. It was like, boom. It was just totally interesting. It was gone. And I thought, you know, I don't know what that was. But I look back, and I remember being recalled this as I was writing the book, and I thought, you know what? I did have some kind of something. You know, was it is, you know, like the rest of some of these people that I read about or study and talk about? No, it wasn't. But mm-hmm. it was good
thank
enough
God.
For me.
Yeah, thank God, right? I mean,
I don't need any more than that.
Yeah, that's right. It's enough to validate your pursuit.
Good.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We're coming up on a break here, brother.
Okay.
And before we do that, let's give out the website and tell people what they'll be able to find there.
Okay. It's www.soldoutwarning.com. And they can obviously find my book there. Mm-hmm. We also did some videos back in July of 2006, and I have Stan Deos on there, How Spaceships Fly, and then the lady that I wrote about in my book, Corina Sable, she's on there as well. So some neat stuff on there as well as articles.
Fantastic, fantastic. Folks, please stay with us. We're back in 3 minutes with the author of the book, Sold Out Warning, Has Our Government Sold Its Soul for Technology, Ronnie McMullen. Stay with us.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Pretty little hairdo, don't do what it used to. Can't disguise a living, all the miles that you've been through.
Welcome back. Glad you're here, my friends. You're listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Our special guest this evening is Ronnie McMullen. Ronnie, welcome back, sir.
It's good to be back.
Yeah, thank you again for so much of your time here this evening. I would like to start down this road because I think that because you approach this from such an important angle, and that is the spiritual side of things, and because I completely agree with this statement that you made, that If you delve deeply into this New World Order concept, the agenda and all the things behind it, inevitably you do come across the alien agenda. And it's always contextualized in various ways, depending on what someone's agenda personally as a researcher would be. Because as we discussed earlier, people tend to seek out where their comfort zone is the least intruded upon. And as we mentioned, you know, Republicans watch Fox News, Democrats watch CNN, and so on and so forth. Yeah. Well, people seeking out information on the New World Order will accept the UFO side of things because, as you said, you will come across it. But they'll accept it in the way that fits their parameter most. And because we're truth seekers, you and I, and the listeners as well, and because we come from a spiritual side of things, we should explore it along those lines because I think that is the most important angle to explore. It's also the most viable and the most logical. So let's start with this. What is the connection between extraterrestrials and the serpent in Scripture? And I don't mean necessarily just in the Garden of Eden, but just serpents in general.
Meaning, well, what you have is Genesis 6 when, you know, when obviously the fallen angels come down. And mm-hmm. most of the time when people talk about the fallen angels, You know, you're talking about it, what really is the fallen angels. And I believe the what we have called codenamed alien is these fallen angels. They came down in Genesis 6. They mated with the women of Pharaoh. In other words, they mated with the beautiful women, and they created a new breed called the Nephilim. And I believe this Nephilim is here even today among us. And a lot of people maybe would doubt that and say, you know, you got to be crazy. This isn't happening. But it is. And I really liken this to the story of Noah. We've been told by the evangelicals the cute little fluffy story that, you know, here with all these bad people, and they were, you know, drinking, and they were, you know, having sex and all these different things that were really bad. And so God destroyed the earth because of these bad people. Mm-hmm. Well, this is not true. I believe the real story is they were dealing with the seed, genetics. Mm-hmm. This is why, you know, obviously, in the scriptures, it says that Noah was perfect in his generations. Mm-hmm. Well, now, going back to the faith system in the belief system, if your belief system is intact, Jesus says something thousands of years later that's very, very interesting, and I'll paraphrase it. Basically, he says, in the end of days, it will be as the days of Noah. Mm-hmm. Now, you have to ask yourself a question. Why is this situation with Noah being brought up again when we know that they're not going to flood the earth? And I believe this is because in the end of days, in the end of times, they're going to be doing the same thing as they were in the days of Noah,
yes,
which is this genetic engineering, which is this hybridization, which is this mm-hmm. dealing with the demon seed. And so this is why I believe we are so close to these end times, because everything's a hybrid. I don't know
yes.
if you've seen it. It's a hybrid car. It's a hybrid seed. It's a hybrid, you know, you can't have
yeah.
a glass of orange juice without being a hybrid.
That's exactly true. And I'm glad you pointed that out, because a lot of people, I think, get lost in that. And they say, oh, the days of Noah, well, global warming is going to flood the planet. So obviously this is the days of Noah. And some people say, there's just gayness everywhere. That's how it was in the days of Noah. So gayness
right.
is going to destroy the planet.
Right.
You know, and you think back, and then, okay, well, how do you account for the Roman Empire not being annihilated by a flood, or whatever the case may be? Look,
correct.
Rampant gayness aside, what we've pointed out here is, I think, a very, very important point, and that is the cause. And again, you know, and I've done shows with other people, and we've covered some of this material. The genetic engineering, not just of fruit, and not just of people, but of animals as well. And when you look at when God told Noah to collect two of the animals of their species, presumably you'd think, well, how could an ark, a boat, in essence, hold two of everything on the whole planet? Well, it wouldn't be everything on the whole planet. It'd be everything that wasn't corrupted.
Exactly, exactly. And this is, you know, we have how many dog lines are there? How many,
mm-hmm.
you know, cat lines are there?
Sure.
I mean, and this is something that we, you know, because of this demented seed, because evil was in their hearts, there's something with this DNA code. There's something with, you know, Jesus says that the blood is the life force.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, every alien abduction deals with a couple of issues. Number one, it deals with the blood. I always find that fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
And the second thing it always deals with is with the sexual reproductive system.
Yes.
And this says that, obviously, this entity, this fallen angel, wants the blood and wants to create something. And I believe it's a creation other than what God is creating, or it's an altercation of what is really going on,
mm-hmm.
so that it can bow to Satan.
Mm-hmm.
And this is something where it's a new race is being, I don't even really want to say created, because he's still using the things that God created to make his own deal.
Yeah.
It's more of altering.
Yes.
He's altering what is already there so that this new breed will bow down to him, because, again, just as the days of old, he wants to be God.
Oh, yeah. Very well put, my friend. Folks, another break. I apologize. Stay with us. We're back in 3 minutes with our guest this evening, Ronnie McMullen, and, of course, more Frankly Speaking Radio. Check out his website, www.soldoutwarning.com. There's a link on our website, of course, franklyspeakingradio.com, and we're back in 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Obviously, something serious is going on, politically, economically, geologically, and environmentally. And how you prepare for those changes will determine your well-being in the very near future. Now, whether you're preparing for your family, your business, or your country, the Survival Center has the knowledge and experience to assist you in those decisions. Survival Center is America's premier supplier of family preparedness, health, and survival supplies with over 33 years of continuous operation. Now, you can start preparing with just knowledge, and that's why the Survival Center is offering a book. It's called Basic Preparedness, and it's just $19.95 plus shipping and handling. And it'll teach you about the four basics of survival: food, water, medical, and shelter. And when you order that book, you'll also get a free Survival Center catalog. Contact us today so we can help you prepare for whatever comes your way. Call us toll-free at 1-800-321-2900 or online at www.survivalcenter.com.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Welcome back. Glad you're here, folks. You're listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I'm your host, Frank Whalen. Keep in mind, this hour is being brought to you by Howard Creek Resort, featuring 9 fully equipped individual housekeeping cabins and easy access to a multitude of recreational activities, as only Arkansas could bring you. Howard Creek Resort is the perfect family vacation spot any time of the year. Visit them on the web at www.howardcreek.com or call them toll-free at 877-253-7690. All right. All right, let's get back to talking about creepy stuff now. Our guest, Ronnie McMullen, author of the book Sold Out Warning. Welcome back, sir.
Frank, it's good to be back. Thank you so much for having me on.
Oh, I'm really enjoying it. When we left off, we were talking about Noah and certainly the genetic engineering and other aspects of that as well, tying in with the extraterrestrial angle, of course.
Yes, yes. It's very interesting. You know, I hear so many people talk about these fallen angels and life on other planets, mm-hmm. and it goes so deep. And yet, when you start really researching, you know, I'm not to say that there isn't something else out on another planet, because God is a big God. Mm-hmm. But it seems to me the more we research and the more you look up the ancient scriptures, you're going to find something that's kind of wild, and that's the fact that I think they're right here in our earth. I think
yes.
this is what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Revelation has a scripture about it and talks about it, about coming out of the abyss of the earth. And everything mm-hmm. that the Bible and the scriptures of old talk about is always earth-related.
That's true.
Never talking about Jupiter, never talking about Saturn, never talking
that's
about
true.
Pluto. Always earth-related. So to me, everything is really going to center in the earth.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I don't think that is... I think sometimes we try to research and try to go so far that we actually twist the simple truth.
Mm-hmm.
And usually the truth is usually simple.
Yes, absolutely. And this is one of the things that I feel strongly about, that there has to be a somewhat of a balance, you know, when you're looking at spiritual issues. And I think that having a foundation as a churchgoer, as I did, I used to be a Catholic, and, you know, I did that for a while, and then I walked out. And I was never inappropriately touched in any capacity. And once I got over my self-esteem issues and not being attractive, then I decided to go. I told you I was inappropriate with my comments, but no, but anyway, so once I started seeking out real faith, I realized that it's independent of man-made organizations and structures. But what I'm saying is that, so for that, it was good for me to have the foundation of always knowing that God exists and always believing in him, but seeking him on my own. And then, you know, so people coming out of church sometimes have a hard time, finding the simplest form of a simplest explanation of what real faith is and how to achieve it, how to, you know, get to that point. And then there are people who get the simple stuff, but they have no real knowledge of God because maybe they never went to church or they never were raised in a house where it was discussed. So you
right.
have to have the balance, I think, between the two in order to seek it out.
Well, a lot of people, you know, and I've said this many times, because of being a preacher, you know, how did you get your faith? Well, did you read the Word and that somehow you got your faith system intact? Or did you go to church X amount of Sundays and mm-hmm. after so many you got your faith intact? And my experience was away from the Bible and away from a church. You know, God spoke to me personally. That's why I have such a passion for God. And I have a passion for this book because I believe that this book is warning about something that is going to alter our belief system. And when our belief system is not intact, in other words, we don't have it together, when this technology comes in,
mm-hmm.
We're going to be toast. And,
yeah.
and I try to lead people. You know, I hate to tell people how to believe. That's not my, you know, but when you have a piece of the truth, you know, when you go out into a hole and you dig and you find a piece of gold, you know, and there's tons of it, you want to share. At least
yes.
I do. I
sure.
want to say, hey, check it out. We got to go dig. Look at this. It's so great. But a lot of people say, oh, stop it. You know, there's no gold up there in those hills. And this is what seemed to be what you're dealing with all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to let people know, look, hey, the truth, I think it's getting twisted because there is a simple truth here. And it's in it, you can find it in your heart. And then when you read the Bible, you read things or you find things, it only confirms what you already know.
Yeah, absolutely. There's so many truths in there and so many different ways to apply it to what you're saying. For example, a lot of the scriptural references that you provide in your book, I've read before, but I've never seen them in quite that way. And so for me, it opens up a whole new vista of things to consider.
Yes, yes. Well,
fantastic.
You know, it's like chapter 9 of Revelation, and you know, I find this is very interesting, too. Even people that don't have a faith system or a belief system, they're very intrigued by the last book of the Bible, Revelation. They're very
yes.
intrigued about this, and they like to read it because, and I think it's really comical because they're saying, do you believe in God? No, I don't believe in God. Oh, okay, but I sure like Revelation. Oh, well, okay, good. So you're just going to read a fairy tale.
Mm-hmm.
No, you must believe it somehow. But Revelation chapter 9, I always thought, you know, I've seen this 1,000 times, but, you know, when you start reading it with the different eyes, and it talks about the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven to the earth, and him was given the key of the bottomless pit, and he opened the bottomless pit, and there arose a smoke out of the pit, as the smoke of a great furnace, and the sun and the air were darkened by revelation, or by reason of the smoke of the pit. And there came out of the smoke locusts upon the earth. Now, here's a question. Have you ever seen locusts come out of a fire? We're talking about a different kind of locust. This is not a bug.
Mm-hmm.
Because to deal with this kind of fire and to come out of this kind of fire, you're not dealing with the normal. And then it goes later on in these scriptures to talk about what's really going to go on. And to me, it talks about what? It comes out of the earth. Again, here it says, and there came out of the smoke locusts upon the earth. So this is all unlocked on the earth. This isn't unlocked on Saturn. This isn't unlocked on Jupiter.
Mm-hmm.
So these things, I believe, live right in the core of our earth. And there are things, you know, I mean, anybody that has any kind of a spiritual awareness can go to certain parts and live in certain parts of the land and feel there's like if you go to Sedona, Arizona,
mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a vortex there that's very crazy and it's very demonic.
Mm-hmm.
And there's an unlocking to something that's deep. And there's a lot of caverns in California and Arizona. So
yes.
I believe stuff going on.
Well, I want to talk about that a little bit. If you would, tell us a little bit about Phil Schneider and the Dulcy story, which I think to be extraordinarily captivating. And I've talked about him before and about his death, which, of course, was ruled a suicide, but quite obviously was murder.
Yes.
But his life certainly, I think, and you know, not many people can say this when you've got an assassination story to discuss, but his life far more interesting than his death.
Absolutely. You know, he was a government engineer, and you know, I studied him for a while, and I came across some CDs and DVDs and so on and so forth, and was able to watch a lot of his presentations. And this man to me was fascinating, and he wasn't fascinated with just what he said, because there's a lot of people that say some very interesting things. I always look deeper than what somebody is saying. I look at how they're saying it and what's attached to what they're saying. In other words, what's the background of what they're saying? How deep does it go? This man, when he would go to any kind of conference or any kind of arena where he could share with people, and he would speak with 30 people, he'd speak with 10 people, he'd speak with 300 people, his whole mission was to warn people. I mean, I believe that's what my mission is, to warn people what's going on. That's what this book's about. But Philip had a whole different ball game, because he had proof. His dad was Oscar Schneider, which was involved in the Philadelphia experiment. He had pictures. He had pieces of metal that you could roll up into your hand, let go, and it would come back to the same form as it was before you crunched it down. He had pictures of what you would call alien fallen angels, whatever, in the Pentagon. He had all kinds of stuff. And I even have these DVDs, and they're interesting to watch. He was involved in the 1979 Dulce Wars, which most people don't even know. There is a base underground, and there's many bases across the United States, but Dulce being one of probably the most wicked bases, at least 7 levels deep. And I've actually been to Dulce, New Mexico. And it's very interesting, because it's got to be one of the most spiritual, dark places I have ever been in my entire life. And this is just on the top. And when you go in, you know, you hear all the rumors about this underground base. And I decided to do a little my own kind of research. So I went into places around Dulce and started talking. And I said, hey, do you know where I could find a military base? And they would all guide me down to Colorado Springs. Oh, you can go down to Colorado Springs. Yeah, but I'm talking about close by. And so everybody would say, oh, no, there's nothing close by. And I said, okay. And so I went into this one pawn shop, and this guy was wearing all this wild stuff and selling guns. And he was just the right kind of cow. And I said, you know where there's any military bases close by? And first thing, he kind of looked at me funny, and he says, well, there's one in Colorado Springs. And I said, oh, okay, but I was wondering if there's anything closer. And he says, who are you? And I said, well, I'm just, you know, looking around. And no, who are you? And he says, what do you want to know? So I just thought it was time to get right real honest. And I said, I'm looking for something underground. And he says, you're looking for something underneath Dulce, aren't you? And we begin to talk, and he began to share with how much dirt was moved in the late 40s and what was going on with Archuleta Mesa. And of course, we begin to speak about Phil Schneider. So Phil Schneider was a very interesting man. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a lot of people say he was fake, but more people say he was the up and up. And, you know, to me, when he was dealing with these tunnels and digging these cores and ended up into one of these caverns of these Greys, fallen angels, he kind of bit off more than he could chew. 66 men, 66 Black Berets died. And, you know, he was lucky enough to live, and I believe there's two others that lived. One ended up in Canada, and nobody could even see him. He was a vegetable. And Philip ended up going around, you know, telling people what was going on, and again was murdered. And his death was a tragedy. The New World Order was moving on, you know, implementing some of their plans in 96, and somehow it was postponed. So I think it's... we're getting ready for a closer date of what they were getting ready to implement in 96, except this, I think they're going to pull all the stops. Everything's going to happen.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, there's a lot to this, and the Dulce War story has always fascinated me, and yeah, in essence, they had stumbled across a cavern that was already there, in which
yes.
there were what people would deem to be extraterrestrials,
yes.
and there was a shootout. Phil was shot, other people were shot and killed, as you'd mentioned, and he was shot with something, and he got cancer from it, from the radiation, I guess it was.
Well, even in these videos, you can see he'll say, "Ladies, you know, I don't want to gross you out," but he will pull his shirt up, and man, I'm telling you, he was slit from the bottom of his tummy all the way up to his neck, and I mean, it's nasty looking. It is nasty looking. So he was not a guy that had, you know, a ripped stomach and great looking. And so, I mean, you know, how, you know, borderline humiliating, but he had a mission. He was, and when you would watch people question Phil, that was probably the most fascinating thing to watch in video, is when they would question him and they would kind of come against him kind of like he was some kind of lying goon. And he would look at them and he'd go, "I feel bad for you. Next." he wouldn't give them time of day. And you could tell he was, some people, when they're trying to buffalo you, you could tell they just become more of a salesman.
Yes.
He would just like, "Next in line, please."
Yeah.
It's like, "I don't have time for you because I'm making a warning here, and I'm not gonna play games with somebody that wants to argue. I've been there. I've done that. Next."
Yeah. Well, you know, and that's, I think, the one of the best ways to play it, because quite simply, a lot of times people are put out there to be an adversary to you simply to take you off course. And obviously this guy was on a mission and they killed him for it. Well, you know, talking about underground bases, I think this is a very, very, very important issue. It's something a lot of people don't understand. And you had some information there. Now, I've been well aware of the Denver International Airport for a while,
yeah.
most notably their sort of monument, their ode to the New World Order, right there on the surface. People say, "Oh, the New World Order is not real." Well, you know, hey, look, this is their signature all over this, literally and figuratively. But what I didn't know was all of the underground aspects of that.
Well, you know, the underground DIA, and again, you know, this is something that I stumbled upon as far as finding this information out. In fact, I was even linked to a contractor out of Denver.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a lot of his friends. He multi-million dollar contractor in Denver. And he had a lot of friends that were involved in building of this, of the airport. And many stories. He would just tell me story after story about how this was not a normal build. This was not, and in 2001, I was working in construction field in Denver, and again, many stories still circulating about what really is out there at the International Airport. It's, you know, why did they even change airports in the first place? The first one had more terminals. It was, you know, really in a certain way, more advanced, but they moved it out. If you notice the new runway is way out in the boonies, and they say that underground there is a holding tank that can hold up to 1 million people, and in what you would call a storage or a compound, and there's underground tunnels, there's an underground, there's actually a runway that's covered with 4 inches of dirt, and they said, "Oh, we put a runway here, and well, put it in the wrong place, just cover it up." You know, anybody knows in construction, that's absolutely crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Then, you know, let's usually, you know, and I've been in construction for many years, and when they put something in the wrong place, the grade was wrong, something was wrong, you tore it out. You immediately tore it out, and you redid it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So why would they put a whole runway, put 4 inches of dirt, and say, we put that in the runway in the wrong place. Let's just cover it up, and we'll do something different. Lots of stuff went on underground, and I tell you, again, the murals just on top. Welcome to Denver, and you look at these eerie murals that somebody contracted, you know, to have painted with, you know, what we would call Nazi type, you know, soldiers.
Yes.
But they were a mixture of the Nazi of, you know, the late 30s and a mixture of our, you know, guns and attire today.
Yeah.
And this is where it gets really eerie. And then, of course, the implication of the sword up the dove's rear end. That makes it very eerie.
Absolutely, absolutely. Let me ask you to hang on here. Folks, we're chatting with Ronnie McMullen. His website, Sold Out Warning. The book is called Sold Out Warning. Soldoutwarning.com, I should say, is the website. Stay with us. We'll be back in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse, or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Welcome back, my friends. Glad you're here. I can't believe that the first hour is almost over. It's amazing. Folks, we're chatting with author, talk show host Ronnie McMullen. Ronnie, welcome back, sir.
Thank you.
I'm really enjoying our discussion here this evening, and I thought we should probably shift gears a little bit because what we've seen here is some significant developments, of course, for those who didn't know, in regards to something being hidden, and it would seem to have a connection to extraterrestrials. Now, we can go ahead and get into the idea of extraterrestrials being, you know, fallen angels. But I think the listeners probably know part of that already. And in the time that we've got, I think we should discuss the New World Order agenda and what we know about extraterrestrials, or I should say perhaps how they would fit in any capacity.
Well, I think one of my biggest drums that I really beat, and this one really kind of goes left field, but there is a project out there called Project Bluebeam, and this has to do with ELF and VLF and LF sounds that bring a holographic image. And in my book, I talk about the fact that there is a lot of the organized religion that is touting a pre-tribulation rapture. Now, for those that don't know what the rapture is, it's really where Christ comes back. This is what we're told. Christ comes back for his people, and when he comes back, he takes his people with him. Then, supposedly, there's going to be a seven-year tribulation, a great tribulation, 7 years of very, very tough times, times that we've never seen on this earth. It's so bad, and the Bible talks about this. The question is, in the organized religion, is when is this rapture going to take place? Is it before the 7 years of great tribulation? Is it in the middle of the 7 years of tribulation? Or is it at the end of the 7 years tribulation? Now, my belief is Christ is definitely coming back, and that's the promise. If your belief system's intact, then Christ is coming back for you, and you are going to go. But the question has always been, when? And I realized when I was researching this that, here was all of these preachers, and I'll call them TV evangelicals, and they were talking, every single one of them pushed a pre-tribulation belief, every single one of them. And I thought, that's just a difference of doctrine. So I thought, well, that's fine. But I started researching even more, and I thought, now, question, why would all of these evangelicals have the exact same thought process? I mean, and it, you go to any church, any denomination, it seems like they all have a pre-tribulation belief. So I started looking into some of these TV evangelicals and found out many of them, many of the top ones, are Masons, and which means they are into a satanic occult. So then I thought, now, wait a second. Here they are in this occult, and they're touting this pre-tribulation, before everything gets really bad, Jesus is going to take us away, and praise God, we don't have to put up with it because all the bad people will go through it, and blah, blah, blah. And I thought, something is really wrong here. This doesn't make sense, and the Scripture is very clear about when it takes place. I believe it's toward the end. Now, that's my belief system. Mm-hmm. So I thought, what is going on? Why would these millions, million-dollar ministries push a pre-tribulation belief? Mm-hmm. We have Tim LaHaye, he's pushing with his, Left Behind series. And if you find his background out, he's nothing but a politician.
Yeah, I've interviewed him, and I actually got him to admit quite a few things. I don't think he realized what he was saying. He's an old man, I don't know.
Yeah, it's really interesting. But, and he's not the only one. I don't want to just pick on Tim LaHaye. There is many, many others
sure.
out there that are
almost all of them, actually.
Quoting this. So yeah. I thought, what is going on here? Long and the short of it is I believe that this UFO alien entity, extraterrestrials, is going to play a huge part of what's coming on in this pre-tribulation belief. It's
and that's right where I'd like, yeah, that's where I'd like to go here in the next hour, my friend, because the way you tie it together with Scripture, I've never seen it that way before, so it's fantastic. Folks, please bear with us. We have to take a quick station identification for our affiliates, and then we shall return with hour number two, Frankly Speaking Radio. Please stay with us.